Just ahead of last night's Republican presidential debate, the Miami Herald released a poll. It puts John McCain in the lead in next week's Florida primary. Mitt Romney is just a couple of points behind McCain, and he's drawing big crowds. And then the poll drops down a full 10 points before you get to the former frontrunner in Florida, Rudy Giuliani. He's now tied for third with Mike Huckabee. NPR's Linda Wertheimer has been talking with voters in South Florida about their choices.
We talked to people from two Republican clubs, one in Boca Raton, about an hour north of Miami, where the Republican candidates were to debate last night, and one at Florida International University in Miami. Campaigners were recruiting in the student union when we were there, including an enthusiastic Jesus Valentino for Ron Paul.
And while I am not gay myself, I think they should be allowed to get married, but I don't think I want to spend more tax dollars to do so.
We met with Cuban-American members of the Republican Club at FIU. They are finding their choices difficult.
Frankly, I'm terrified of Giuliani's foreign policy. Republicans are, you know, originally from their foundations, isolationist and more, you know, intra-America rather than, you know, the interventionist foreign policy originally. And none of these candidates are so much in that mold.
So where does that leave you, do you think?
In a nice little state of limbo here, you know.
Leo Peraza, he's a finance major. Like all these students, he's the first in his family to be born in the U.S., but also like the rest, his parents came as small children, so he feels second generation. He's leaning toward McCain. Juan Carlos Robaina is majoring in political science. He voted early for McCain, who proved to be the favorite with this group.
He's always stuck to his guns, but has been willing to compromise, like immigration, which is a big issue for me. Maybe being Hispanic gives me a different perspective, but I see the fact that people already here, we need to realize that they're not going anywhere. We need to start getting them into the system, whatever word you want to use for it.
The economy, the war, and immigration are big issues for these young people, but Cuba itself is not. That's one reason the Republican Party can no longer count on younger Cuban Americans. Many have moved away. Some are even Democrats. All the same, these young people call themselves old school Republicans, conservative on fiscal and foreign policy. Johnny Betancourt is a chemistry major. I asked him about Cuba.
Coming from a more Americanized family, that actually wouldn't be a voting issue for me or probably my parents. In fact, national intervention in Cuba might be seen more like an analog to spreading democracy in the Middle East.
These people think of Cuba as their grandparents' issue. They worry that the Republican Party could lose the election if the economy worsens, a fear they share with a group about 50 miles up the coast in the affluent community of Boca Raton. We met with members of the Broward County Republican Club at a law firm where Lee Monty was one of several who described themselves as investors. Lee Monty is from Mitt Romney.
I like to think Mitt fits. I think experience as a CEO is very valuable because since I'm interested in the markets and investments, every conservative thing that I want him to be, he is. I mean, I think he's perfect.
Many in this group share Monty's admiration of Romney's business experience. While some also admire Giuliani, citing September 11, others worried about his behavior. Jack Fornari is a retired businessman, and he was critical.
I find his behavior offensive. I find him calling himself a Catholic offensive. If you can't control your own family, you're not going to control this country. And if you can't control your libido, I have a problem about what kind of president you're going to make. We were through that in the 90s with Bill Clinton. I wouldn't like to see it done on our side.
Ron Price says he is a libertarian Republican like Alan Greenspan. Price told us he's supporting McCain, but only sort of.
I'm making a pragmatic decision. I don't think Romney's electable because of his religion. I don't think Giuliani's electable because of what you've heard said here tonight. And they're probably two of the best qualified. I would say McCain is electable and probably the only one of the candidates that has a possibility of winning in November.
Ron Price says flatly he thinks the Republicans will lose. It's the economy, stupid, he said. Others were more hopeful but felt keenly their party's need for their votes in South Florida, perhaps more this year than ever. Linda Wertheimer, NPR News, Fort Lauderdale.